You're about to listen to Senior Spotlight. We interviewed members of the class of 2020 about their high school experience, their plans following graduation, and what type of person they want to be, along with advice to underclassmen. So listen up to what the class of 2020 has to say.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Alex Britton. Alex, can you believe you're graduating?
Honestly, no. I mean, it's gone by so fast.
Do you
feel
like
it would take longer?
I thought it would take longer. Do you feel like you're prepared?
Yes and no. I feel like I've learned enough of the necessary skills.
All right. And what are your plans following graduation?
As of right now, I'm planning to stay in Valdez and get my associates in arts at the community college here.
All right. Long-term career goals. What are you thinking?
I would like to be able to repair instruments as at least a part-time job.
Nice. And you've been involved in band very heavily at Valdez High School. Oh, do you expect to continue to be involved in music? I know you're fixing instruments, it sounds like, but actually playing it as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And what did you gain from doing music as an extracurricular activity?
For me, it's just something fun to do. I really enjoy it, and it's a way to express myself.
All right, good reason to do something. If you can make it a career, even better. And who are some folks that have inspired you or been mentors for you throughout high school?
My parents, for sure. They were both really helpful and really encouraging. Also, Miss Norris as well. She really pushed me to do the best I could.
All right, long term, what kind of person do you want to be?
I want to be the person people can definitely look up to, or at least turn to if they need, you know, a friend or something.
Do you have any advice for young kids?
Don't waste your time. It's going to go by fast.
All right. And Alex Britton, as a member of 2020 graduating class, you have a very unique experience graduating amid COVID-19. So how has that affected you?
It's been kind of a downer. I was really looking forward to being able to walk with my class.
How big a deal is that and why?
For me, it was a little bit of a bigger deal because I ended up missing a year and a half of high school because I was being homeschooled. So that was something I really wanted to do.
Now, what about the challenges of schooling at home? You've had experience with that. Did that help? I know a lot of kids, it's a new experience to have to manage an entire day of their time.
Yeah, it's difficult, but I'm not an online learner to begin with. I'm definitely more hands-on. So this online has been hard for me, but I understand it more and know what I need to do, so I do understand it.
Is this incident, COVID-19, going to change how you look at the world?
Not really, no.
Just a blip in time?
Yeah, pretty much. Just another time for the history books.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Katie Wadsworth. Katie, tell us a little bit about your plans following graduation.
I'm just planning on finding a place and work.
Have you worked through high school?
Yeah, I've worked all through high school.
And what did you learn from that experience?
I learned how to deal with money, how to talk to people professionally. I think that will help me go a long way.
I was going to ask, you think that's important moving forward to have those skills?
Yes, I think it's very important to know how to talk to people now these days.
Definitely, even if you're 6 feet away, right?
Right.
All right, and Katie, what are some things that you did in high school, either classes you took or experiences outside of school that really had an impact on you?
Cross country, did that a lot, just making goals and accomplish them. Any sport you do in high school, you kind of feel accomplished with it, and it takes you a long way.
Did you have any mentors?
Yeah, Coach Kemp was a great mentor. Helped me through life challenges that I had, and yeah, she's always there.
Do you have any advice for young kids?
Be patient. Being patient takes you a long way.
And Katie Wadsworth, you are a member of the graduating class of 2020, and graduation will be a little bit different this year than in years past. So how are you handling that?
To be honest, I was kind of excited not to walk down the aisle because I'm a little shy. But whatever works is fine. I mean, our class is thinking about doing a parade, so I'll do that with them.
Long term, when you think about this COVID-19, do you think this will impact any of your behaviors moving forward or the way you think about the world?
I don't think so. I mean, I can adapt pretty well to stuff, and so I just keep living life how I want it.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Altness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.